بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. Faith that sits still like stagnant water in the heart of a believer is meaningless. Someone might learn a formula as a child, and as a result of the doubts they feel as they grow up, it cannot penetrate the hardness of their heart. So it shrinks, withers, and fades. A sort of half-faith or half-truth remains in their hearts, but this grows dimmer and dimmer with the passage of time. Such faith can be easily taken from a person. It is a surface faith. But a true believer is not like this. A true believer is someone who, if a single word of truth and knowledge of Allah or religion enters his heart, he will ponder on it, examine it, and think about it, and anything that comes to the aid of that word will cause their faith to grow. This faith cannot be erased, and the person who has it is a true believer. From this verse and from this sentence, we can deduce that when a faithful human being recites the Quran, their faith should increase. This sentence is proof of something. Pay close attention to Allah's words here and you will see that.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There are those who say, do not translate the Quran, do not explain the Quran, do not comment on the Quran, our intellects cannot understand it. To those people we say, if we cannot understand the Qur'an, then how will the Qur'an increase our faith in Allah? It is clear that the Qur'an is not a book of codes. The Qur'an is a book that is supposed to be read in order to be understood, and understood in order that it increases and strengthens one's faith. And when his signs are recited to them, they increase their faith. This is the second condition of being a true believer. Next, the verse says, and who put their trust in their Lord. This is the third mark of the true believer, that he places his trust in Allah and relies on Him. What does trust in Allah, tawakkul, mean? Does it mean to fold your arms and say, Allah will take care of it? No, this is not placing one's trust in Allah. Someone who folds their arms instead of undertaking their duties, obligations and responsibilities, instead of using their own abilities and instead expect Allah to work a miracle on their behalf, such a person should know that the Qur'an utterly rejects this attitude. Allah delivers a harsh rebuke to the Israelites who told Musa, go ahead you and your Lord and fight. We will be sitting right here. Surah 5 verse 24. In other words, you go and fight our enemies and let us know when you've won. Then we'll come. The Qur'an rejects this utterly. This approach is that of the Israelites, whom Allah cursed and denied the joys of faith.
Allah. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh, Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. guide me